I think this has several subjects, but let's go with house concert, thank you. My thoughts aren't accompanied by foot-tapping rhythms or atmosphere-altering melodies. They are usually just quiet and mine, and that's it. But sometimes, someone tampers with the neutrality of the air particles in a small space, creating an excessively positive environment, resulting in ye olde whispering chorus of regular thoughts becoming all hopped up on happy creative fuel, and in turn way too loud to ignore. Your fault, your gift. So in an effort to return to equilibrium, I'm attempting to pass back some of the acquired awesome. I don't need this much all for myself. It's mega distracting. By writing this non-song for the guy with a fiddle. Let's call it an emergency thought inventory blowout. Things I saw on Saturday. 1. A quiet guy with wild hair sitting on the floor in the hallway of Doug and Angela's house concert, which made me smile as I own a couch, but usually just sit on the floor with wild-haired Colin and the dog. Many don't consider the floor a place to sit, which is silly. It's so abundant and goes with you everywhere. At art school, I painted while sitting on the floor. That's where the ideas became tangible things. You seemed very skilled at such alchemy. 2. An artist of the sound variety. I wonder what colors the sounds would become, as it was clear from the start. You were offering something more inspiring than just entertainment. 3. A local face lifter, skilled at clinching cheeks up with stories and songs for the whole evening, with minimal scarring. So far. Likely none, but we'll see. 4. A comedian doing stand-up sitting down. Clever method of delivery, but more difficult to see from the crowd. Seeing your face while you played seemed important. I could not. Hearing was enough. 5. A gentle commander. Clap, you monkeys, clap along! As if there was a way to resist the rhythm after 5, 6, 7, 8. I could not sit still. 6. A kid who loves his dad, named Troy. 7. A. An admirer who didn't realize that the admiree subconsciously dressed herself in a unitard onesie, nature's most flexible chastity belt. 7B. An admiree who didn't realize that the admirer's level of what most people would consider weird likely complements her own. I don't know you, but I saw the weird in you, the good kind. It's awesome and has got to be the most honest form of existence. Strike 7A and 7B from the record, as it's none of my business. But as per the title, I did see it on Saturday. I hope you are tilted towards a great tomorrow by whatever makes you happy. My grandpa would never say goodbye before I hung up the phone. It made me laugh.